Well, good afternoon and welcome to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. Again, Live Local, and I am your host, David Keyes. Thanks for joining us today. We've got a great show lined up. As I was walking into the studio today, I noticed, I feel winter coming on. But how about that last couple nights? I hope you've had a chance to sneak out and check out those northern lights, because two nights ago, that would have been Tuesday, I guess, it was awesome. We went down to the city beach and checked it out. And it's so funny with modern technology how your phones, your camera function of your phones, do so well picking up all that ambient light that you don't see with your naked eye. So there's been times when Marlise and myself have been out looking for northern lights. That's kind of what we do. And, we didn't see anything. And then one time she checked her phone 6 months later, and all of a sudden she saw the most beautiful greens and yellows and all sorts of cool stuff going on, and which we didn't see, you know, live and in person. So that was kind of cool. So it sounds like for the next month or so, we're going to see a lot of extra solar activities. And there's no way to predict if it'll be a great night or not, but it's worth it. It's really cool. It's just a good reminder that there's powers greater than us sometimes, and it doesn't matter what channel you look on TV, you won't find the Northern Lights on TV. You need to get out and enjoy great North Idaho, why we all can for sure. Also, thinking about the holiday season a bit now, too. Here we go. I mean, we're in Santa Point, Idaho, ho, ho, after all. And we, great place to be. There's going to be a tree lighting ceremony coming up, of course, the day after Thanksgiving downtown. You'll hear more about that later on. But there is no prettier place on earth than North Idaho for winter and for the holidays. So hopefully you're going to get a chance to spend some time out and about for sure. I've got my friend Tag over here. He's off on to my left. And we were talking a little bit earlier about those Gonzaga Bulldogs to begin with. And he claims he's only seen one game, and that was against Oklahoma. And that's your alma mater, is that right?
No, not my alma mater. It is my favorite team. Yes, they did get beat pretty bad. I lied to you slightly. I watched the Creighton game also.
Oh, yeah.
And they killed Creighton also. And Creighton's ranked. Did a great job out
Creighton's
there.
Always a top 25 team for sure.
School, yeah.
And that great coach, that McDermott's been the coach there forever. And to watch that, it was just kind of fun. You know, it's always funny. I know better than to fall totally in love with Gonzaga. I truly do. And, you know, in all of my little brackets later on, I always follow them, you know, to Final Four or Elite Eight or something else. Last year, they actually didn't even make it, you know, past that first weekend. So you never quite know, you know, how they're going to do. But it's so cool to be that close to a team that is a small Jesuit school, middle of nowhere, Spokane, and they are in the national conversation almost every year to be a title contender for sure.
No, yeah, it's great. I mean, they're not a small market team, I'd say, but not anymore, right? They made themselves a blue chip and or blue blood.
Yeah.
And they're such a powerful basketball program they have there. It's really cool that we have that in our, you know, vicinity.
That's right. And thank you to all my friends who have those extra tickets every once in a while, and they send them my way so we can go watch a game. So if you have any extra tickets, let me know on that too. But I've been lucky tag on that the last couple of years where I've got friends in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene that say, hey, this is a whatever game and we're not going. So
yeah.
It's a great date. It really is. It's just, there's no other environment like that for me for sure. So no, it's good. It's a fun place to be, fun time of year. It's fun to switch from the Mariners to, you know, baseball now to basketball. And I kind of follow my father-in-law on that. He's a big fan, and you know, we got to watch those games on TV together. Then that's kind of something pretty special. He's 90-plus years old now, and he's just a big fan and loves Gonzaga more than anything. I took him to a game last year at 90 years old, and he just enjoyed the heck out of that. So that was a blast. It really was. So we've got a great show today, so hopefully you can hang on. I think we'll take that first break right now, too, Tag. But when we come back, with any luck, we're going to have three guests today. We've got Ida Hope with Christina DeNova and company there, and Leilani from DSBA, and a few other guests in the horizon too. So why don't you do this? Why don't you take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have a great guest sitting across from me.
Winter's approaching fast. Are you ready for it? Pro-X Home Center has everything you need to battle the ice and snow, like shovels, tube sand, and ice melt. Heat things up with hot deals on Iron Strike wood-burning stoves, stovepipe, and accessories. Plus, Pro-X sells and delivers North Idaho energy logs and pellets. They also have insulation, pipe wrap, heat tape, roof heat cables, and so much more. They're your one-stop shop for winter supplies inside and outside your home. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
As the mornings get cooler and the days get shorter, we all know it won't be long until the snow starts flying. Don't wait till the last minute this year. Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenay has the best prices of the season. Right now on snow plows for your SUVs, small and large trucks, and skid steers. You can't beat their low prices on plows and installation, so head on over to Squeaky's on Highway 200 in Kootenay as appointments are filling up fast and prices are the lowest of the season.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. If it's a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Highmark Heating and Cooling, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. We're committed to meeting your needs and your budget with a high level of skills and integrity. Call to schedule an appointment today. Go to HighmarkHeatingandCooling.com. Proudly serving Bonner County for over 20 years. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Every food you love is good food. And the foods we love, they're all a little different. At Yolk's, we believe food is meant to be made just the way you like it. So whether it's filling you up, or giving you comfort, or trying something new, it's all good if you're making something you love. Whatever you're into, we've got you at Yolk's Fresh Market.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio. What a great day. What a great Thursday. And the weather's kind of holding out. It rained a bit this morning. I hear there might be snow in the forecast, but that's okay. I guess that's why we live here, huh?
Absolutely.
I am surrounded by a whole bunch of great people here. I have Christine DeNova sitting right across from me. This is left to right on your radio dial, by the way. Do they have radio dials? They don't even do dials anymore, do they? No.
Up and down.
And then I've got Chris Bassett, who's the board president of Ida Hope Families, and Christine is the executive director. And then I have Leilani sitting over here, who's pinch hitting from 7B Media just to be here because she'll be talking to me in other roles later on today.
Absolutely.
So welcome, everybody. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good to be here.
You betcha. Well, we have some important stuff to talk about because Sandpoint's a great place to live, but we also know there's a lot of need here, too. And I remember last year we had a great conversation about Ida Hope Families, and I learned a lot. And I think our readers did, too, and our listeners did, too, because they kind of sought me out that way, too. So how about this? Christine, why don't you just give me maybe the elevator speech about what you do, and then we can kind of talk about what you're going to do for a fundraiser after that. But what do you do?
Well, we're a ministry of Jesus Christ that helps families in crisis. So basically, we bring wraparound support to families who are having some significant challenges in their lives. And the wraparound support is it's a three different volunteer hero roles from local churches. So it's really getting the church involved in bringing assistance and help and relationship to families in crisis.
Right. Right. And again, most of us live a life of not seeing that, and we're blessed by that. But we also know there is a need when that happens, and that's when you're there to help out. Chris, can you add anything more to that?
Sure. Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that we really try to focus on is mentoring people, helping them build sustainable practices in their lives so that they don't end up in those types of situations again. So we always, every single person that comes in, we don't just give them some funding or physical assistance, though we do some of that. We do it all in the context of a mentoring relationship.
Sure.
And so really we want long-term change. We want to see transformation of lives, not just meet the need in the crisis and then you're back there again.
Sure.
In 6 months. We like to help people actually get equipped to get out of those processes.
Sure, you're there for the safety net to catch during the
absolutely
terrible time, but
absolutely
then giving them tools and maybe connections. Yep. And a pathway forward, huh?
Yeah. And,
wow.
And we do a lot in working with kids who find themselves with their families in crisis. So we provide host homes as well as respite care for families that are in crisis as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Christine, you've been doing this for a little while now.
Yeah.
How many years?
Five.
5 years. Are you seeing the need change? Is it staying about the same? Are you more families, fewer families? Tell us about maybe the state of Bonner and Boundary Counties a bit for your services.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not an accurate picture of what's happening in Bonner County, but we are seeing more families than we have in the past. And maybe that's just awareness.
Sure.
Maybe they're just becoming aware of what we're doing and what we're providing. But we are seeing more families. And we are gaining more trust in the community. And so we have more parents who are willing to place their children in host homes, mm-hmm, where the parents maintain parental rights, mm-hmm, and they can actually speak with their children, see their children whenever they want. So it's very different than foster care. But the children are being kept safe. And when a time when the parents can't provide that.
Sure.
And so we are seeing, mostly what we are seeing is that the relationship that we provide, which really sets our ministry apart from other help ministries, is the relationship that we provide really helps in the transformation process. So these families have a tendency to think that, oh, you're just going to give me something and it's going to help me for now.
Right.
And we do things very differently. We like to say we're not giving handouts, we're giving hand holds. Hmm. So we hold their hand, we walk with them through the storm until the sky's clear.
Sure. And they don't know what they really need. They're in a state of crisis for sure too.
Yeah.
It just struck me too. I bet in a roundabout way, the word of mouth has kicked in a bit too for your organization because, you know, again, people go through things at different times. They're not ready for it. But then all of a sudden, oh, by the way, I heard about this group. Why don't you go that direction? Is, mm-hmm, is
yes
that accurate, you think? Or,
absolutely.
Or is it?
That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's why we're here. And yeah, in addition to that, we're building so many community partners that we've had numerous situations now in the last couple of years where we've been able to come alongside families who were actually looking at the possibility of their children being in foster care.
Sure.
But when we stepped in and gave a safety plan to health and welfare and said, we will host the children, we will mentor the parents, and we will wrap around them, they allowed for us to have that process instead of putting them in foster care.
Oh, how awesome is that? That's really,
yeah,
really good. We're going to take a little bridge here and talk about your fundraiser coming up, but we may run out of time later on. So if somebody needs your services, how do they get a hold of you? How do they find you?
There's all kinds of ways. So they can call 208-295-7233, or they can go to our website, www.idahopefamilies.org, or they can text support to our 208-295-7233 number.
Perfect, mm-hmm, perfect. And I've just got to assume, and I'm spitballing here a little bit, anonymous, they can do things anonymously until things catch up a little bit. I mean, they don't have to give anything up at first to reach out and ask questions. I mean,
oh, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would hope. I assume so.
Yep.
And all of listeners right now are going, yeah, really, David, that makes sense. So, I try to ask the obvious stuff so we can go
that's
forward.
That's great.
So So now, though, here we go, a special community effort, 12 days of giving. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes. Was last year the first year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I remember talking about it here last year about the same time, and I heard nothing but great responses from that. Was that true?
Absolutely.
It was a great event.
Good. So you're going to build on it this year, and why don't you tell us a little bit about it, and what can people expect, and how can we jump in?
Yeah, so the dates of the 12 Days of Giving run from November 28th through December 13th, and this is really a goal to get the community to support Idaho families and raise awareness around Idaho families. What we have is 12 downtown retail stores, each one sponsored by a local business that believes in keeping kids safe and families together. And they're showcasing, each store will showcase a raffle prize valued between $500 and $600. And so the raffle tickets are starting at $10. And what that does is it's all online as well. So they'll scan a QR code, enter into the raffle for that. We're trying to get as much community support. We did an auction last year.
Right.
But, you know, only one person gets a chance at that prize, and the timing matters and all that. So we just say, hey, let's get everybody in the bucket that wants to support Idaho and some smaller denominations and give them the chance to win some of the prizes, which is, I think, to me, is super exciting.
That's a good pivot. Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. What's one prize that tickles you? What's the one thing that you would want to
My favorite's the paddleboard. I want the paddleboard.
Tell us about that, and who's donating that, and where's that coming from?
So, it's a collaboration, I guess. Good. So, there's Friends of Idaho giving money towards this event and allowing us to purchase some things that we think will really go well. And so, Alpine Shop did give us a severe discount for that, and then Friends of Idaho where they purchased it.
Yeah. And I just imagine, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I imagine people you talk to, businesses, individuals, once they hear about what you do, they want to help. They want to find a way to do that. So so if they haven't donated already, they can jump in on the 12 days and make it happen.
Yeah, and get a chance to win something great.
Yeah. Well, how about you, Chris? What jumps out at you? What's a great one?
Well, so I'm trying to remember the list. Did we have the e-bike?
Oh yes, we have two.
Yeah, e-bikes. So we got two e-bikes going up for auction as well. Which I'm like, that's the one I'm getting in on for sure.
I'm with Chris. I want to get in on the other e-bike.
Is that right? I see a battle starting already.
I don't mind sweating, but I like going far.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. There
you go. No, and you see more and more people out there. I'm an old-fashioned cyclist kind of guy, and I think, you know, whatever it takes to get people outside.
That's right.
And then what else? So there's physical fitness, then there's the mental fitness of helping out a group like yours to win that too. Yeah. So good. Yeah. Was it easier this year or harder this year to get prizes?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I think the prizes are very different. And so, we have a ultimate pickleball experience package, you know? And so they're just very different, and they came easily, but last year they came pretty easily as well.
Good. Well, again, people want to give, don't they?
Yes.
They truly do. So if somebody wants to know, even before it starts, which again, it's not starting quite yet, is there a sneak preview website, something they can look at it right now and maybe get an idea?
Yeah, IdahoFamilies, .org has on it a 12 Days of Giving tab that you can go on, and those things are getting posted on there. So then once the raffle starts, you can check in and see what other things are up there and participate in any of those shops from home if you want to.
Right. Yeah. List of
you can do it anywhere.
The list of stores is already up on the website, so they can start planning out which stores they're gonna go to.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, and plan it now.
If not all of them.
Yes.
I'm going to all of them.
Don't you think, Leilani, that'd be a good idea to check it all out downtown?
Yeah, I'm going to all of them. Yeah. I'm gonna put a raffle in each store. Because you just never know,
you
right?
You never know.
That's exactly right. Yep. So we've got about a minute left.
Great.
And you know, one thing I learned last year, again, was the niche that you have. There's federal, there's state, and then there's really from the heart, passionate stuff, and that's where I think you guys come in that way. How big of your budget comes out of this fundraiser? Is it an important part of what you do?
Yes, it's a huge part. Yeah. We do a separate dinner gala and silent auction that's going to be happening right at the end of that. This downtown 12 Days of Giving last year raised a substantial amount of what we needed. So we were really surprised by how much came in. We beat expectations, and so we're excited to see what's going to happen with that this year.
Yes.
Well, yep. Very good. I like the wraparound support term that you used. I think that resonated with me for sure, and it's what you do. And people are going to learn more about it. And thank you for your time, Christina. I appreciate it. Yeah. Chris, good seeing you again. Leilani, thanks for hanging back. Absolutely. They're kind of quiet, but not really. But she's
not as vocal as usual. But I did want to say one thing about their boys' home. That we'd like to have them come back and talk more about that.
Yeah we're going to be launching a teen boys home.
Oh, yep. Wonderful. Yeah, please do. You know, I'd love talking to you anyway. And then we can maybe do a wrap on how well this went this year for you, too.
Sure. Sounds wonderful.
Well, again, thanks for your time so much. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I think we'll have Leilani and company probably talking about some DSBA stuff. Or Katie Bigalke, maybe from Envision Center.
Yeah, well, we've got all of it.
So. All of it here. Stay tuned, awesome. And we'll catch you after the break.
Great. Thank you.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry, offering trailer service, parts, and repairs with a full hydraulic hose shop. They build them while you wait. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear, specializing in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise Foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, Service Manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. It's time to cram the RAM to benefit the Bonner County Food Bank. From now until Thanksgiving, get $5 off any oil change with the donation of at least 2 cans of food. We also just received confirmation Mopar's extended the buy 3, get 1 for a dollar tire promotion through the end of November. Call now to schedule your appointment. Same day slots available for oil changes. Remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models. Pierce Auto Center.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
North Idaho's Radio News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
I like that song. Canadian song.
So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio 97.1 FM. I'm your host, David Keyes, and we have two great guests. You know, we're so lucky on this show, and it feels like, Tag, I've been gone for forever, but I'm still speaking the language. Am I doing okay? Okay, good. He's saying yes. He's something like, keep your day job. I don't know quite what that meant, but it's okay. It's all good.
We like you, Dave. We like you.
Well, I've got Katie Vigalke here from the Envision Center, executive director, doing awesome stuff over there, bringing our community together. All the needs and wants and desires under one roof. I like that for sure. Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, Dave. I'm happy to be here always. Yes.
And I think to your immediate left, we have Leilani. And are you representing DSBA now, or what hat are you wearing?
I'm wearing the 7B Media hat.
Okay, you still are. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I still am. And I'm excited because the DSBA actually gave me the opportunity to meet Katie and to meet Chris and Christine. So that's why I'm here with, you know, doing things for them. And I volunteer my time to do this with them because I believe in giving back, and I believe in their projects.
Absolutely. And sometimes you need that rudder in the water too, all the great ideas in the world, but sometimes you need that person to place that ad or get that press release out, organize a timetable.
Absolutely. All that. Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest part. I mean, sure. Just writing up the spots is one thing, but then having to go in and redo them and get them, shorter, like I should have done when I ended the last one.
Oh, let it go. Let it go. It's all good.
Faux pas.
So I'm glad you're here. I truly am. Katie, welcome. You guys are busy right now. You're always busy.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like you have the holiday stuff more than...
We are as full to the brim as we can be. We added a third event to our Festival of Trees this year, and so it adds a whole extra element. Well, technically, we added two things. So our Charity and Cheer Christmas walk, which is what Leilani's been really influential in. She's helped me collaborate with 12 different... businesses all along Cedar Street and First Ave, and we have trees from 12 different nonprofits in all of those locations. And the Festival of Trees is really intended to uplift all of our community, to showcase the beautiful community that we live in. And while it is a main fundraiser for the Community Resource and Vision Center, we're using this platform to lift up more nonprofits. So all 12 of those trees that are in those downtown businesses, they are raffles for that organization specifically. So if you buy a raffle ticket for UCAN, that money goes directly to UCAN. And so we're trying to have a fundraiser within a fundraiser and use the name Festival of Trees to really just spill
an umbrella
out.
Really. Isn't that cool? What a good idea. I know that Sandpoint Rotary has one with our exchange students from all over the world. That's pretty cool.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
They were excited about it yesterday too when we were talking about that. So that's just a cool taste of downtown. Good reason to go downtown and see what's going on as well.
Absolutely.
But also, I mean, what a great idea. I mean, to have it all at the Hive, right?
Most of this is at the Hive. So it's at the Hive on the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. You can come into the Hive. The 28th, after the Christmas tree lighting downtown, is just kind of a sneak peek. So Kevin Doran, the musician, is going to come and just grace us that evening. And it's a great way to just kind of kick off the holiday. If you want to warm up after being outside, you can come and do that. We'll be having our passport booklets for sale there, and that really is your ticket to downtown, to go seeing all of those trees and where those all exist.
So tell me about the passport. How does that work?
Yeah, so the passport is twofold. First and foremost, it's a guide to where all the trees are, and it's also a way to drive businesses to these organizations that are partnering with us.
Different directions coming together.
Exactly. Perfect. So we got the nonprofit support and the business support. And so some of the businesses that are participating, I'm just going to go off of the top of my head, and there's more. We got Trudy's Hallmark participating. We have the Blue Lizard participating. We have Eve's Leaves and Cedar Street Bridge and McDuff's and Burlwood Dreams. There's more. There's 12. I listed 6. And I got to keep some.
Kate, you're halfway there, Katie. That's really good. And Katie wants to apologize for the 6 she's forgotten right now. Because
I did not forget, Dave. I just, I want to keep some suspense.
Oh, I see how that goes. Really good. And I'm looking here like a gingerbread competition.
Yeah.
Tell us more about this. This is really cool.
Yeah. So we have 14 schools, 14 classrooms across Bonner and Boundary County competing. My favorite, I'm excited because Mount Hall is participating way up by the Canadian border.
Wow.
And then also Priest Lake is participating. So those two schools are new to us this year. And what happens is we mail out checks of $50 and instructions to the classrooms, and they go crazy. Their imaginations go wild. They pick a theme, and they work together as a classroom to create something that's going to bring magic. So they then bring their gingerbread creation to the Hive, and on these 3 days, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th, when you're at the Hive, you get to vote on your favorite gingerbread creation. And the winning creation comes to our gala on December 6th. It gets auctioned off, and then the proceeds from that gingerbread go to the nonprofit of that classroom's choice.
So, wonderful.
Yeah, it's so fun. And then afterwards, we bring them $200 for their classroom, a pizza party, and we do math. We sit on there and we talk about how they were able to multiply their gift and create change in their community. It's so cool. And this is made possible by Durfee Construction. They're our sponsors for the gingerbread house.
Very good. How about the other houses that don't win? What do you do with those?
Those end up going over to Luther Park, and they're on display for our seniors.
Oh, fun. Aww, so yeah. Always something added, isn't there?
Exactly.
That's so cool.
More is more is more is more. Nah, I love it, but it good. Makes your head go crazy.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And then next, you have Kevin Doran's performing. That's awesome, too. And you have all sorts of stuff at the Hive. So the Hive is really the centerpiece for all of that.
The Hive is
the
hub.
But downtown really is.
Yeah, the Hive is the hub. So on the 28th, we just have that little evening. On the 29th, that's our free friends and family day. Last year, we had 2,300 people come out to that. Actually, it was more than 2,300, but it was a madhouse. And so if you like chaos and you want to be part of it, come and join us. It's so much fun. It is filled with such great, wonderful, warm energy.
It was beautiful. I went. My grandson had a gingerbread house in there.
Oh.
And I had my three grandsons and my whole family, and we had a wonderful time. We had cocoa. They did crafts and made ornaments and got to see Santa and got to listen to some of the kids singing that were their friends. It was lovely.
And you can vote on the gingerbread house.
Yeah, and that's when they voted.
Isn't that cool? Really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't say it's a madhouse. It's organized chaos. It's just so full. It's so full. Everywhere you look, you're looking at a tree. You're looking at a gingerbread. You're looking at free cookies and cocoa.
Yeah.
And the best part of it is completely free.
Yeah.
Completely free.
Is Santa Claus there too? I don't even know.
Santa is there. Okay. Santa and Mrs. Claus are going to be taking pictures with the littles. Even you, Dave, if you want to climb on his lap,
Since that one time, I'm not sure if I can, but we'll see. Maybe enough time's gone by, I'm not sure.
Tell us that story off air.
No, so it really is the kickoff to the holiday season here too, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely.
Yeah, and then the other thing that we added this year was our Christmas Jubilee concert. And so we're super excited about this. This is happening on Sunday the 30th from 3 to 6. And so if you're not into all the wild and crazy, all the kids, all the mayhem, this is going to be a really beautiful afternoon. The Bonner's Ferry Community Orchestra is coming down to perform for their first performance in Sandpoint, their first invitation to Sandpoint.
Nice.
And they are going to be creating a bunch of different ensembles on stage. It will be beautiful. Again, we'll have our Christmas shop available. You'll get to see all the gala trees on display there. We'll be selling passport booklets. And then I cannot forget to mention, this week I went to the Panhandle Peacemakers Quilt Guild.
Oh.
And they made us over 25 Christmas tree skirts and 5 quilts.
Wow.
And I cannot tell you, I joined. I'm going to be a quilter.
Are you going to be a quilter? Oh my goodness.
I am going to be a quilter.
That is amazing.
Peacemaker on top of it,
and
too.
And a peacemaker. Oof. These women are incredible. They are so generous. I cannot even imagine how many hours went into these gifts that they just let us walk out with. And
wow.
So those are going to all be on display and available for purchase. And I just cannot say enough about that group.
Well, Katie, one thing too is that you've brought all these groups together. You know, you do that at the Envision Center too. But to bring all this holiday spirit downtown too. What a good time for that. And I think people are looking for those connections right now. I think that's a positive thing for our community. And it takes, you know, a Spitfire like you, a Livewire, to get things organized and make that happen. So if people want to learn more about how to get involved or where to show up, how do they do that?
Yeah, our website, crecidaho.com/festivaloftrees. And then these events are also all over Facebook. You can find them on Facebook. Just look up Festival of Trees.
Festival of Trees, Sandpoint, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Maybe. You never
There's
know
a lot
for
of
sure.
other Festival of Trees going on.
Well, nothing like ours, it sounds like. And this keeps growing. I mean, this is second year?
This is our third year hosting it. And what we are very excited about is it doesn't have to look the same every year. We want it to kind of grow and adapt with our community and the community groups that are getting involved. And so really this is our way of thanking our community for letting us do the work that we do, for all of the nonprofits that allow us to support our clients by connecting them with those groups. It's just a big old warm hug.
Well, it's great. It really truly is. I'm excited about it. I think the town will be excited about it. There's no better Christmas locale than Sandpoint. It really is true. I mean, that downtown is so iconic. It's a
hallmark.
It's
a hallmark movie every time you go down, no matter what season, but definitely Christmas.
Yep. You know, First and Cedar, that always kind of, people ask you, you know, what's your main street in your town? I mean, that's a survey they do for like economic development and stuff. And we don't really have, Main Street's not really our main street. We have a main street, but it's not the place. I always think, you know, First and Cedar. I just think that corner right there. And you look at the old Ross Hall pictures, you see all those old iconic things. And that's the heartbeat of our town.
Totally.
It truly is. And just to bring people downtown like you do in Katy is awesome. It truly is. So anyway, look it up. Festival Trees online, Facebook, all over the place. And jump on down there with the kids to check out these Christmas trees, which will be unique. Meet Santa Claus before the season really gets rolling too much. And probably see a lot of your friends and neighbors down there, too, it sounds like, because it's a busy place.
That's the hope.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate that.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Oh, for sure. My pleasure. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I think Leilani's going to hang around here. We're going to talk about DSBA stuff and some other stuff. And you're more than welcome to stay too, Katy, if you'd like. We can just
I have
kick
a couple of questions I wanted to ask Katy. So I'm going to let her. I'm going to ask her to stay, if that's all right.
Heck yeah.
It is now. Okay.
All right.
Good. So we'll catch up with you after the break.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, or as some of our long-term customers call us, Selkirk Doors Glass and Cabinets. And the door line that we're really excited about is Rogue Valley Doors. For close to 40 years now, Rogue Valley Doors has grown into America's largest builder of wood doors. And that's not to forget Therma-True fiberglass and steel doors. So here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets and Doors, we invite you to come into our showroom and see our collection and create your own vision for your home. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
With the North 40 Outfitters gift guide, you'll find something for everyone. From now through the 26th, get a $20 gift card when you spend $100 on Noble Outfitters footwear. Buy one, get one 50% off select denim. Get a free battery with select DeWalt and Milwaukee tools, plus 20% off Lego. And take up to 60% off select brands like Stanley, Sitka, Springfield, Hornaday, and more. There's more ways to save this season at North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
From November 28th through December 6th, downtown Sandpoint sparkles with the Festival of Trees, Charity and Cheer Window Walk. 12 nonprofits have teamed up with local businesses to decorate dazzling raffle trees, and you could join the fun. Pick up your official festival passport booklet for just $20 and follow the trail to the twinkling trees for a chance to win big and support local nonprofits. Presented by the Community Resource and Vision Center and proudly supported by Numerica Credit Union.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1897. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1897. That's 800-575-1897. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. We have our last spot of the day, and I guess I've got two great guests who are back again for another section. This is awesome.
Yay.
You guys spoil me. You really do. Leilani, thanks again for coming back, and thanks for all you do for downtown, too.
Oh,
there's so much going on.
It's my honor. I love where I live.
It has to be an honor because, again, you know, you're so busy all the time. You've got to want to do it, for sure.
Yeah.
And Katie, you can go ahead and get that phone anytime. You know,
so
I think we had the talk about shutting
it. Yeah. I think I went off.
Who was it?
Who is it?
I don't know. It's a Sandpoint number, though.
I'll put them on
should
the air.
Should we answer?
No, we shouldn't. Well, you can say the number. No, we better not do that for sure. So, as you can imagine, we're talking about holiday shopping and holiday spirits and being downtown. And Leilani, DSBA is a big part of that. I mean, it's kind of like the glue that keeps everybody together. I think independently, businesses would do okay, but by coming together and sharing resources and comparing notes, I think we're all better off.
It's so much. When you think about what you put in as becoming a member is like $600 for the whole year. And me going out and pulling everybody together, putting the meetings together, bringing in, you know, our city council, our city members and our hotels and our, you know, all the different the hospital, all the different people, the chamber that come in and really give input into what's going on in our town and help us. It's kind of like, I mean, $600 is one.
That's like $50 print a month or so, give or take.
Yeah, it's like one print, one article in a magazine or one,
not
you know.
Not even close to that. Yeah,
you
don't get that bang for your buck for sure.
Yeah, and then I do a minimum of 10 events throughout the year. And, you know, we're coming up into the Christmas season to do, you know, some of the stuff I'm going to talk about. But one of the things that really has impacted, I think, the community, and we've just heard from Idaho families, and now with the Envision Center with Katie, is that we are all now a part of giving back to our community, which is, you know, I mean, like you said, you can't do that just each business. But when you have somebody like me that comes alongside of Idaho Families and Envision Center and says, hey, I have a group of businesses, but, you know, it's kind of hard. They're doing their business. They're working. They can't really. How do I help you come alongside them? And so that's what we've done for the last 2 years. And it's been incredible. And that's why I say, you know, what I do is not just for the businesses. It's for our community. And one of the things I wanted to ask Katie, because we got to hear all about the fun stuff, is why would we want to be a part of the Community Resource and Vision Center? Why would we want to bring them alongside our businesses? And so, Katie, can you answer that for us to just kind of say, you know, what is it that you guys do that makes you so incredible and why I love being a part of you?
Yeah. So our mission is to empower the community through connection, service, and support. And we kind of have become a clearinghouse of somebody calls, they're in need, they need connection. And what that story looks like for each client is always different. Sometimes it's somebody who's looking for housing resources. Sometimes it's a son looking for resources for their aging mother. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's somebody who's new to the community and is just looking to get plugged in with volunteer resources or opportunities and or community events that are taking place. And so we really, like, I look at our job, my job specifically, I feel like I get to be a puzzle maker. And I am just constantly picking up puzzle pieces, and sometimes I have no idea what the heck that is. And then all of a sudden, within a week, I know exactly where it gets plugged in. And it's just the coolest. It gives me goosebumps every time I talk about it, because really, truly, I just feel like I get to be so connected to an organization to the whole breadth of our community. Like earlier, I was talking about the quilters.
Yeah.
I got to talk to 80 women who didn't know who we were.
Wow.
Four of them knew of 80. And I'm like, wow. Oh my goodness, plug that hole, right?
Yeah.
And so what we're looking to continue doing, right now we operate in 10,000 square feet of space. We have 33 partners in that space with us, a third of which are nonprofit partners. And there are days where it is so wonderful. Clients will come in and they'll go from us to Brittany at Equus Workforce, to Marzina at the Idaho Department of Labor, to Danielle at Idaho Families. And we're able to really come alongside that person and give them that full wraparound support that they need.
Which is incredible. I don't know any community that I've lived in my 60 years that has that type of resources. One of the things I do know about you guys is I have a very dear friend of mine, Heidi, from Taste of Spain. She is the vice president of Send Me on Vacation for women that have survived or are in the process of having breast cancer. And she's a two-time breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. And she definitely got to be a, not only get loved on from all of you guys, but she got to be on your podcast and share her vision for helping people in need.
Yeah, it's really cool. So Chris Bassett, who was just in here doing, he used to own all of that podcast recording studio, and we purchased it from him when he closed down Sandpoint Marketing. And our whole thought was, well, we can amplify the voices of our nonprofit partners. We can have all, we can maintain relationships. And I think really what we're talking about this whole segment is just relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's how do we know the people that we're working alongside? How do we build these strong, lasting relationships that make us stronger together? How do we know where to turn when we need to turn?
Yeah, and the one constant is need. People need help when they need help.
Right.
And the more you can organize that with one-stop shopping, kind of like you're talking about, that way, it's got to help people out because they don't know what they don't know.
Totally.
Yeah. And they know they need help. But they don't know how to ask even.
And I love to say this, like, we really see the gamut. We see people in need. We see people meeting needs. We see everyone in between. And the truth is, Dave, you might be in need 2 weeks from now. And Leilani, 4 years from now, you may be calling us because you're going through something.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that I can't even tell you how many people come to us. They're ashamed to ask for help.
Right.
It's the first time they've ever had to ask for help. They don't know where to turn. And those are our favorite people to go to because we just scoop them up, love on them, listen to their stories, and get them connected.
Yeah.
And you know, the beautiful part is then they come back and they want to be that help.
Mm-hmm.
It comes full circle. And I just love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, very good. And again, Katie, thanks for all you do on that too. And I think we'll turn a little bit now down to downtown.
Yes, please.
You got some events coming up too.
I have. Well, the first thing is Shop Small Saturday. It's November 30th, and there's so much going on downtown the 28th, 29th, and 30th that, you know, we definitely want to make people feel appreciated. But, you know, stop and think about, instead of going to Walmart or go on Amazon or all those other things, go downtown and be a part of your community. This is your community.
Right.
And so support those that are you know, out there doing it and making it happen.
You know what's funny is I used to write an editorial, a shop at home type of thing, you know, right about now. And I'd say, you know, if your kids need a job, where do they go to work? They don't go to work for, you know,
Amazon. They don't go work for, well, you they know, might Walmart. Now. Yeah, now they could.
That's true. But, you know, it kind of comes around, and it truly does. And it's such a small community that we all want to help each other out that way too.
Yeah.
But when push comes to shove, I'd much rather support somebody I know yeah, my neighbors, my friends,
absolutely.
Versus sending that money off to a multinational, international conglomerate, you know, and God only knows how they're spending that money. We know they're not spending it locally for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. And our taxes. I mean, if you're spending money within your community, your yeah. our taxes, we don't, you know, Boise gets a lot of it, but we might get a good percentage to keep our,
we do,
you know,
but the sales tax comes back yeah, a little bit for yeah. sure. But no, so we've got to kind of keep that in mind.
Because, yeah.
And if you think times are tough in your household for money and budgeting and all that kind of stuff, merchants have the same issues.
They oh,
have the
absolutely.
Same power bills. They have the same.
Well, and everything went up, you know, in the last couple of years. Yeah. So, you know, they're having to spend a lot more. I do want to say ladies night, December 12th, we're going to be doing the kickoff at Barrel 33. This year, it's going to be from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. You will need to be present to win. There's a $500 prize pack for each place. We're going to do a drawing at 219 Lounge at 8 p.m. and at the Pondere Winery at 8 p.m. And yeah, we're also going to get the Knitting Factory VIP tickets. I think I have one pair. I'm hoping for two. So
keep talking to those radio people about.
Yeah,
that.
I know. I got to keep on them.
They really do. I want to thank you for everything, both of you. Thanks for hanging around today. And if people want to know more about what's going on downtown, how do they do that?
Sandpoint. You can go to our website. It's downtownsandpointshopping.com. I'm sorry, downtownsandpointshopping.com.
Perfect. Well, Leilani, thank you again for coming. Katie, great seeing you again, too. It's just so uplifting to see what we have going on in our community.
It's incredible.
And if you get a chance, go downtown. Go meet some people. Go talk to people. Go check out the Christmas trees. Help these youngsters who are making these trees. That's just really, really cool stuff. And it doesn't happen by itself. So thank goodness we have angels who want to lift our community up. So, and again, thanks both of you for all you do. And we'll sign off now. I look forward to talking to you next week. We have a big guest at the Food Center. We're talking about the food bank here. Of course, that's the time of year for that. That'll be Debbie Love talking about that. And this thing called Deervember. I don't know what that is, but we'll find out next week.